Hey, what's up? This is Tony Hawk. You're on PS3blog.net.
This is Todd Howard, game director for Bethesda Game Studios on PS3blog.net.
Hi, I'm Emily Rose. I'm here with PS3blog.net with Oli and Paul Fierce.
I'm Hideo Kojima, PS Blog. Hi, PS Blog.
Hey, everybody, it's Nolan North, Nathan Drake from Uncharted. You're watching PS3blog.net with Oli and Paul Fierce. Oh, yeah. PlayStation.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 57 of the PS3 Blogcast. I'm JCM. With us this week is FooBear.
Two believers!
And FooBear sent me an interesting text message earlier.
I did.
You wanna tell people what you told me?
I'm always on the lookout for bigger and better things. And now that I've got a little more gaming company experience on my already impressive resume, I got a email. Actually, I got a call. They called me from a recruiter for PlayStation for a web content editor position. Now, nice. Keep in mind, this is the same position I've applied for 4 times.
This is the one where you took pictures of the lobby
when
you
So it's not the first time I've applied for it, and certainly not the last time I'll be denied for it. But you know, fingers crossed. I got a little bit more experience this time.
Yeah, they contacted you though.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, see, it's not you just going to them. Are they calling you in to go down for another interview or?
Well, my resume got submitted. And then, as well as my salary requirement. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they call me. And I told the recruiter to make it aggressive enough to where, A, I'm not desperate, but B, it puts me in, you know, the running for whatever they're looking for. And she sent me the job description. It fits me to a T. It's the same job description I've seen several times before. Mm-hmm. But it they give you a what's called the logo test. As soon as you go in, you go into this little room, and then somebody comes in with a piece of paper and says, identify these logos. Like, they don't even say hi or how are you or hi, I'm, you know, Sean Smith or something like that. They don't introduce themselves. They don't say anything. They just hand you the sheet of paper and say, identify these logos. And I always get, last time I got like 100% on it, but they may have switched up the logo test this time or their
mind. Kind of,
but it's like the logo for like the PlayStation Network, the little world with the, mm-hmm. you know, triangles and circles and stuff. And then they ask you a couple questions. Like last time, the question was, name 4 things you saw in the lobby. And you have to be very specific. And like they're looking for people with like attention to detail and stuff like that. And, it's all like PlayStation related, like logo stuff, and then ask you like a couple questions. So hopefully, I can make a better impression. I mean, I've already done it like 3 times. This will be my 4th time. 4th time's a charm. Waka waka. So hopefully, I get called in for an interview, and that'd be awesome.
That's awesome, man. That'd be a really fun method of interviewing, where they just show you pictures of like a property that Sony owns, and then you just have to guess the logo. Reminds me of the first season of The Tester, where they show like the picture on the screen, and then slowly it starts to fill in, and it's like a video game cover. Yeah. And they gotta guess it.
It's just like 20 logos on a piece of paper with like a blank line under each logo, and you have to write in what it is.
Nice.
The last one I got stumped on was the I think it was for Flower or something like that, but now I know it, so.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. That's like one of those things, like,
really hard, man. It's not easy.
Yeah, where you wouldn't know them, like, if you were watching it on TV,
mm-hmm.
and you see someone guessing, like, that was the way when they did the trivia on The Tester as well. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, I know this, but when you're in that situation, it's yeah. suddenly you don't. Like,
and you have this person like staring at you like the whole time, and you're like, could you not stare at me like that? It's making me really uncomfortable. And of course they, you know, they put like headshots of like their own, you know, licensed characters, like a headshot of like Nathan Drake or like the friggin' Ape Escape dude and a couple other like, you know, first party characters, I guess you would call them. So that's a whole bunch of like brain teaser type stuff, and then they go in for the interview. And last time I was there, Eric Lempel gave me an interview, and he goes, "Hi, I'm." And before he could say it, I was all, "Eric Lempel." He's like, "How did you know?" I was like, "Dude, I'm a big fan." Like, I took a picture with him, but it turned out like shit, so I didn't post it on my Facebook.
This guy's a winner.
But yeah. I was like, man, you guys sure do take a long time to process the application. When they called me today, so the lady started laughing. I was like, no, seriously. What's it going to take to get me in there? Please.
Are they closer to your house than your current job?
Not really. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much one half dozen of another. It'll take probably 30 minutes to get there because where I live is in San Leandro. And to get to PlayStation HQ, which is in Foster City, you have to take the San Mateo Bridge. And I'm 10, 15 minutes away from 92, which turns into the San Mateo Bridge. Mm-hmm. And then to get over the San Mateo Bridge takes another 10 minutes. And then maybe another 5 minutes after you get off the bridge, you run into Foster City, and then it's like right there as soon as you get off the bridge. So take about 30 minutes to get there. But that's where I used to work, in San Mateo. It's like borderline like San Mateo, Foster City, where PlayStation HQ is. And I've been there probably maybe a dozen times, whether it's for like focus groups, interviews, or just doing like PlayStation related stuff. So I know exactly what it is. I mean, it's not like I'm not prepared. It's just I don't know how to explain. It's like disheartening, but it's also exciting at the same time, because I feel like I've prepared like my whole life for this moment, and it was like I've always wanted to work at PlayStation, and the web content, senior web content editor position is basically like putting stuff on the blog, answering gamers put questions, making stuff ready for like the PlayStation Store update, stuff like that. It's basically what I did over at Apple by putting new products on the push site, and then when it's ready to go, it pushes to the actual site that everybody else sees. So there's a lot of like back end tools that are Sony specific, just like for Apple. So
yeah.
Anyways, I'm rambling. I'll be quiet now.
No problem. So do you guys at a current place know that?
Well, no, I haven't told anybody. I'm just always looking for something better, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just about self improvement at this point, because not only is Black Moon Games giving me the qualifications that I need for like marketing and stuff like that, but it's also given me, an actual gaming studio experience on my resume. So hopefully PlayStation will realize that and, oh man, probably maybe give me a chance here. So I'm telling you, it's like getting into PlayStation's like belonging to like a secret club, and you just don't know the secret handshake. You know what I mean? Once you figure it out, you're just like, okay, I'm in. No, I'm not. Okay, I'm in. No, I'm not. So it's different. I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah.
But I got that phone call today, so I'm pretty juiced. Working from home today, so couldn't have come at a better time, because I don't think I would have been able to answer that kind of phone call when I'm at work. So.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Getting a phone call about a different job.
Yeah, I'm just like, could you excuse me? I have to take this.
They'd be like, hey, boss, I'm going to take a long lunch. I got an interview at another job place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure, no problem. You're fired.
So, the lady's really nice, and we were going back and forth on email, and she seems really excited for me. And she had to reformat my resume a little bit, but she put like most of the stuff that's on my About Me page, like on a resume. I like to keep my resume like right at one page. Most employers don't want like 2-page resumes.
Yeah.
She made the resume like page and a half after she was done, but looked pretty good. I'm pretty excited. But I also don't want to, put too much on it either,
Yeah.
And I don't want to get my hopes up. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you guys in the loop.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's start with this news. We're not going to start with the new releases. Let's start with a heads up that
Heads up!
The PSN is scheduled for maintenance on the 2nd, so tomorrow.
What's up with all this maintenance lately?
Yeah, no, I don't
know. Didn't they have maintenance like last fucking week?
Yeah, they had last week. I think it got postponed. And then I think it was on Thursday, but I didn't log in on Thursday, I don't think. But it wasn't too bad. But I think this one's only for 2 hours, but it's in the AM. Yeah, it'll be basically 12 a.m. to 2, that's Pacific Standard Time, and then adjust for everything else. But, it doesn't know if it's going to be included for territories outside North America, but that's usually the case. It's if the maintenance is for us, it's, you know, it's probably going to be for everybody else, so... But yeah, there's going to be maintenance tomorrow, so watch out for that. So let's jump into new releases. Alright, let's start with some sad news. There's no GTA 3 released on the PSN this week. Yeah, it was originally stated to come out today, but apparently there's... a little bit of an issue going on, some unforeseen, according to PlayStation blog, there was unforeseen complications with the PS2 Classic, and it's not publishing with the store, so there's going to be an update soon on when the new release date will be set, but of course they apologize, so.
Is it going to be, like, HD'd up, or?
No, it's just a straight, like, a classic, just like the other PS2 and PS1s.
Really?
Yeah, it's just going to be like that.
I would buy an HD version of that, would you? GT3?
I personally wouldn't, no. But
I like Vice City. Vice City's probably my favorite one.
Yeah, I know people that like Vice City a lot and all those.
Just because it's got Ray Liotta in it. I mean, who doesn't like Ray Liotta, right?
Right. Ray Liotta.
Fine, I didn't want to talk to you anyways. Jeez. What the hell is Ace when you need him?
Yeah, so he can talk to you about Rilo? So he can talk about smoking aces? He's all, man, he dies. It's so sad.
Every time.
Let's see, new release. So anyways, other PSN games that did come out, though, were Ridge Racer Unbounded, the digital, and The Expendables 2.
I've always liked Ridge Racer, that whole series.
Ridge you like them? Racer. Back in the day, like on the PS1, I remember playing Ridge Racer a lot.
Yeah, me too.
But I wasn't huge... racer person, so I never really played him through the generations, but I remember playing that one a ton
because
it was always pretty fun. No Vita games, no PSP. Well, there's one PSP game actually. It's a Growlancer 4, Wayfarer of Times, $30. No minis. PlayStation Plus gets a discount for Mad Riders. You get the Sound Shape pre-order discount and the Expendables 2 discount. No PS1 classics. PS2 Classics is War of the Monsters, $10. And there's DLC for Spec Ops The Line, Bellator MMA, LVP, Max Payne 3, Rock Band, Street Fighter, Spec Ops, and The Incredibles. Also, Escape Plan gets new, for the Vita gets new DLC. This one's going to be $2. It's the Underground Pack. I need to download that.
I don't know, man. I looked at the store, was it last week? It's kind of a lackluster update. I haven't downloaded anything from the store in, like, a month. Nothing's really blown me away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it just me, or...?
No, I just think there's, you know...
No, I don't know.
It's... I don't know, not a whole lot coming up. I know they got the new August, perks. Of course, which apparently are going to be including the Walking Dead Episode 1 and Episode 2 for PlayStation Plus. Those games are free. So I know people like those Telltale games. I know they reviewed really well, or the first one did really well. So those will be available. Each cost $5, on their own. But on August 7th, you'll be able to get both the episodes for free if you're a Plus member.
Mm-hmm.
They are, of course, point-and-click adventures, but they're supposed to be pretty good. And then, I want to pre-order Sound Shapes for my Vita, but I haven't haven't done that yet. I'll probably just wait till Counter-Strike GO comes out and then get both of those. That way I'll get the discount. Oh, yeah. There is that.
Okay.
Let's see. There's not a whole lot of news this week. Apparently, the Battlefield 3 Premium Passes, 1.3 million members. That's in the service, has only been around for 2 months, but they've already got 1.3 million, which is more than subscribers to the Old Republic, so.
Hmm.
Which, not that I care about that game, but that game's just lost a ton of subscribers, and they just went free to play to try to get them back, but I thought that was interesting. But yeah, good for people buying Battlefield Premium. You know, like I said, yeah. It's one of those seasons pass kind of thing where you buy it and you get all the expansions, and then you get the last one basically for free. So
good for people. Is that where you're going with that?
Yeah, it's good for people.
Oh, okay, good for people. Mm-hmm.
And then speaking of Max Payne,
God, I still haven't fucking finished that.
There's gonna be new free multiplayer add-on arriving in August.
Nice.
And then apparently three $10 packs are coming through October. So
what if you bought the Max Payne whatever? I bought that. The Rockstar Pass?
Rockstar Pass? Yeah. Let's see. Let's show this. Let's see. The launch of the Hostage Negotiation Pack, which costs $10. Rockstar has yet to provide details about the new multiplayer levels. I don't think anything in here about the pass, if that'll give you a discount. But, yeah, apparently, like I said, maybe this will be part of it. Like, this first one will be, you know, it's free, and then the other one's going to be $10. It doesn't say in this article I'm reading whether or not they will be cheaper for people with the pass. Right, who knows, maybe they could be. But yeah, apparently supposed to be a bunch more DLC coming. This one's called Disorganized Crime. It'll have players fighting above the streets surrounding Max's old apartment in the new Hoboken rooftops multiplayer map. In addition, Disorganized Crime adds more aggressive AI, explosive rounds, and headshot-only kills for score attack. And then, apparently, they are consolidating previously announced packs into three larger ones. That's why there's three. September, you'll see Hostage Negotiation Map Pack. It's only $10. And then there's no details yet on the new multiplayer levels, including that one. And the following months adds two more $10 packs, the Painful Memories Map Pack and Deathmatch Made in Heaven Mode Pack, which includes the content from the previously revealed New York Minute Co-op Attack Pack. So that'll be sometime in October. So that'll be some DLC on the way for that for people playing Max Payne Multiplayer, which I really need to try. I just haven't gotten around to playing the multiplayer yet. But I watched a couple of videos and it looks fun.
Okay.
You played multiplayer, didn't you?
Oh, on what?
On Max Payne?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's super smooth.
Yeah, the videos I see show pretty smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good. Let's see here. Apparently there's work on a new title in the Final Fantasy XIII series that will be announced in September. Apparently it's only just been started, according to producer Yoshinori Kitase. He said that the game just entered production. So, it looks like this new one could be a ways off. They'll be showing more information on September 1st. So, we'll see what the game's going to be about and what's going on there and how long it's probably going to take to come out. But for everybody who's enjoying the FF13 games, I'm not particularly interested in that. I didn't play 13-2 at all.
Hmm.
13 was... It was okay. Didn't leave any impressions.
Did you see that they're getting all the Final Fantasy games on Ouya?
Yeah, Final console? Fantasy 3.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, FF3 is going to be on the Ouya.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, interesting to see. We'll see. I saw that... yeah, that, and there was some other news on the Ouya. I just kind of skimmed it, but... Yeah, we'll see how that how, like I said, we'll see how it turns out once it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of, you know, reserving judgment until it gets on the market and people actually use it.
Yeah, yeah. I already
you paid for
bought it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The console plus two controllers. $130, dude.
When's the estimated? Did they list on Kickstarter? Like when they
have it done? March 2013 is when we'll get it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Quite. Right.
We'll see.
We will see.
Yep.
Yeah. So there.
So, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay then.
Good.
All right.
So go then.
Fine.
Go.
All right. I will.
Then.
Okay.
So go then.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. EA has reported apparently that that Dead Space 3, Crysis 3, and Madden 13 pre-orders have surged. So it looks like they've had a lot of pre-orders for the games, which is good. Let's see. Pre-orders for Crysis 3 are roughly 3 times that of what they were for Crysis 2.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Dead Space 3 is almost 5 times higher than the Dead Space 2 in the same time frame. So that's pretty interesting. And Madden NFL 13 is up 25% versus last year. And of course, obviously, they reported that disappointing subscription numbers for Star Wars: The Old Republic is affecting their finances, but the continued success of Battlefield 3 Premium is boosting it, so it's kind of counteracting the lackluster performance of Star Wars: The Old Republic.
Hmm.
So that's good to see. Some industry news came out today about a fourth campaign in Resident Evil 6. Apparently, Ada Wong will have a campaign of her own. In order to unlock the campaign, you have to beat the other three first.
Really?
So you beat those and then unlocks hers. And I'm kind of actually glad to see that it's an unlock, because I was talking to my cousin and he was saying, you know, this could have easily been on disc DLC. You know? Like, it could have been something like, oh, you know, pre-order, you get it, or you have to buy it, you know, for $10 after launch or something like that. Like, it'd be on limited edition. So it's kind of cool that they're not doing that.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty fun. From the impressions I've seen from people playing it, they say it's really good, and it's looking to be probably one of the best of the other of the four. Of course, they've only spent a little bit of time with each campaign. And then in some interviews with the Capcom on Resident Evil 6, they were talking about how they, one of the reasons some of the campaigns, how they're different, is they also want to change up the experience. That way you're not playing the same game multiple times, only with different characters, but it's the exact same thing every time. They wanted to make sure they can change it up. That way it's different enough, it's fresh, which also makes them required to come up with new ways to kind of scare the player and be, you know, have that kind of fear in it, which is good. And it does kind of validate the fact that, you know, hey, Chris's campaign looks initially more action heavy, even though that's all we've seen really so far. We haven't seen a lot of the other stuff, but and how every campaign looks different. And I'm kind of glad to hear that, because I have played Resident Evil 5 multiple times, and mm-hmm. Because I've played it so much, it's like, oh, you know, you're always expecting, you're like, okay, let's do this. It'll be good to play, you know, Resident Evil 6, you know, 4 times, but each time is entirely different, you know what I mean? That just sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those games. What game were we talking about last week where you gotta play it kind of in the dark to get the whole effect on it?
You were talking about Dead Space.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of along the same lines as Resident Evil.
Well,
on some of them, right?
Not really 5. 5 was really creepy.
Agree. Would it kill you to agree sometimes?
No.
Would it kill you? No.
You always disagree with me. You never agree with me.
Of course I agree with you. I'm agreeing with you now, aren't I?
You agree when you don't pay attention. I say something, you go, yeah, click, 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 playing Diablo.
I'm not even playing Diablo.
I know, not right now. I'm saying in the past. And then anytime
Not even like that, dude. I listen to everything you say. Mm-hmm. Why the hell else would I do 57 podcasts in a row? Huh? Uh-huh. Huh?
You want to get your voice?
Huh?
Your little 50 minutes of fame. But, yeah, no, I wouldn't consider Rez really scary. I mean, 4 wasn't that scary. It had some moments. There were some, these bugs in these later levels when it was in these tight little corridors that would turn invisible. Those are probably, like, the creepiest moment because you can hear them drop down, but you couldn't see them. That, those are creepy. But, not, like, 1, 2, and 3 were probably the, 2 was really, had some really scary moments. Of course, I was a kid when I was playing them, but you don't have to play those in the dark. And they're, I like playing them co-op. And you can still have kind of freak-out moments, not just the traditional, you know, pop-out, scary cliche stuff.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't really consider Dead Space a game that, going back to that from last week, that you have to play in the dark necessarily. I mean, I played that full daytime, and it was still fucking creepy shit. But... definitely you should play it like alone at least. Like if I played and like my girlfriend was in the room, it wouldn't be as scary. But if I played it myself, it's like this game's fucking creepy. And man, the other day I was I like took a nap because for some reason I was hella tired. I think it was Monday. But I slept for like half hour after work and then I got up and was like, I don't wanna lay down anymore. So I was like, let's wake myself up. I'm going to play Slender. So I opened up Slender and I grabbed 3 pages and then I was like, okay, I'm awake because now I'm creeped out.
Yeah,
and left the game. I was like, "That's a good way to wake up."
That's funny. But I saw your Facebook post when you did that.
Yeah,
I was like, "Oh boy, this guy's playing Slender."
That's right. But yeah. Other than that, not a whole lot of other news. There are some small things. There are some support, supposed leaks on Reddit. A user posted some supposed to be PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale leaked footage. Yeah. Which brings up what I was saying about if that guy was in the beta and then he just takes screenshots and posts them online, even though it's under supposed NDA, it's like, mm-hmm. Then don't do the beta. Or if you're doing a beta, cut out all the pictures of, you know, all that stuff. Only show, don't even show silhouette. Just blank everything out. Don't show anything. Only show the stuff that you've shown in footage previously. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that just seems like you're asking for someone to leak something. I mean, you can't trust anything now with the internet. Like, no one has, there's no integrity on the internet. Like, an individual might, but the internet as a whole, no, there's no fucking integrity there. Everybody's like, oh, I want to be the one who gets it out first. But, you know, stupid.
Yeah? Tell us more.
And tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, and go ahead.
Nah, that's it. Just I think it's just dumb. I hate that. I hate like news leaks and these people that go on and go, oh look, someone registered a site, or look, we found this patent for a new console design, or you know, someone on a manufacturing thing leaked images of the new thing, or they revealed this about that. I mean, it's like, just don't dig for it. It's that ruins surprise. It's like, oh no. You know, there's going to be this. Everybody's speculating. It's like, okay, turned out then it's not exciting. It's like, I hate that. I'd rather be hearing an announcement about the game than someone showing leaked information. You know what I mean?
I agree. So
I'd rather be surprised. I'd rather enjoy it that way than...
Yeah. Well, then I guess you better not ever go on the internet again.
Yeah, I know. Right? Well, it's not like I don't usually typically read leak news. I always see the headlines though when I'm browsing for actual articles where it's an interview with the like developers, like this Resident Evil Ada Wong thing. Like if someone had leaked it, like ooh, I see pictures of Ada Wong campaign, you know, like screenshots while they're at the studio or something. They just kind of shaky cam take a picture, versus Capcom coming out and saying, hey, look, we have this campaign, like. I prefer Capcom telling us about it, because then also you get more details. It's cool information, because I hate that too. It's like, oh, it's speculation. Like, we talked about this before when we had speculation about, like, God of War before it was officially announced. And it's like, well, I don't want to get excited about it, because then if you do, and then it turned out not to be true, it's like, well, fuck, waste time. Like, there's, for instance, right now there's rumors going along, and news sites are reporting on this, about, you know, a possible God of War Saga collection coming out, which might have God of War 3 and the God of War 1 and 2 and the PSP games all in one package before Ascension comes out. You know, package them all up like that. And it's like all this speculation, like people, rumors and this. Like, well, I just rather hear about it when, you know, it gets announced. Like, oh, hey, look at this package. But whatever. Anyway, yeah, like I said, not a whole lot of stuff. There's a couple. There wasn't a review for, I know we talked about Rainbow Moon back when it came out, but it has been reviewed on the site. So if you want to go check that out on ps3blog.net, there is a pretty big review up there by Eden. See what Eden gave it. He gave it a 94%. The only con he gave it was that it was a slow start. I know the only reason I'm not interested is I know the story. There's no, like, the story's kind of not that important to the game. Like, it's not really there. I know everything's supposed to be in the gameplay and the customization and all that, which sounds really fun. But other than that, it's supposed to be pretty good. And I know a lot of people are liking it. Alrighty, well, I think I'm going to, right now, before we proceed any further, go ahead and give away another PlayStation Plus code.
Nice. The one dude, Insomniac 24/7, I think he got it last time. I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah. I was pretty excited to tell people.
My inbox got friggin' hammered for that LBP code, so I just gave it to the first one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm about to make that mistake because I'm going to have people message me for some codes. I have a couple left. So I'm going to give away this one right here. It's going to be F68R2DN4RLQG. So again, that's F68R2DN4RLQG. And go ahead and type that. It gets you 3 months of PlayStation Plus. And then I will tell you how to get some more codes at the end of the podcast. I'll probably end up giving out the... I still have six. No, I actually have five. So I'll probably give out the rest of those. Telling you how I'm going to give the rest of those at the end of the podcast. But
sweet.
Yeah. So there we go. There's that. And I know we've still been giving a bunch of those away on our Facebook page.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man, always going to town.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I know he also mentioned on Facebook, and in case people don't realize it who are listening to the podcast, you do have to have a credit or debit card linked to your account because it is something that you have to, that when the free subscription lapses, it renews itself automatically. You can cancel it, but you have to have a card in order to punch in the code in order for it to work. So just a heads up, in case you don't have a debit or credit card linked to your account, you need to have one in order for it to process. Man, I started playing I popped in Twisted Metal again.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, because I didn't play it in a while, because I got kind of wrapped up playing other games and everything. You know how that goes. And man, I forgot like all the controls when I started playing, because it has two different control schemes. It has the classic control scheme.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the racer one, and I forgot how to set it to racer. And that's the worst thing too, because you know I spawn in my car. I'm like, shit. Where do I go? Okay, oh, that fire. I didn't. Oh, there's my machine gun, and I'm just getting bombarded by guys. And I'm like, god damn it. But man, that game is really fun. I actually popped it in because I saw David Jaffe posted this video about an alternative Sweet Tooth ending to the video game.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. It made me want to go back and, like I said, beat it. I was halfway through Mr. Grimm's story, and there's three total, and he's the middle one. So I was like, all right, you know, I'm just going to finish this because I'm really curious. And like I said, it's a fun game. I forget why I stopped. I'll probably start playing some Battlefield or something, or another game came out. There's so many games. It's like with movies. Like, I've gone to the movies every weekend for the past, like, month, over, like, 5 weeks, it seems. Like, there's always a, even longer... Almost since like July, July. It's like it's ridiculous.
And then how ridiculous?
Because Total Recall comes out. And it's like,
oh yeah, I totally want to go see that. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yep, it looks fun. And then I'm curious to see Bryan Cranston some, because I'm always used to seeing him in Breaking Bad.
Yeah, yeah. But, is he gonna be in Total Recall?
Yeah, he's like the guy who's trying to stop
Really?
Colin Farrell. Yeah, he's the he's the dude. He's in another movie too. I forget what it's called, but he's in it. Yeah. And it was a movie with. I saw the trailer for. I forget what movie I saw, but it's by Ben Affleck. It's based on like a true story, or a just revealed true story where like it was took place back in the day. I think maybe the 70s, and like the CIA had to get some people into a country, so they pretended like they were a fake movie company, and they had to like shoot a fake film to get people into the country. And then get these actors who worked there and try to get them out. I forget where it was, but it was like the plan they came up with. And Bryan Cranston's one of the characters in that movie as well. But other than that, I'm still playing a little bit of Outland.
Outland.
That's what it is. I haven't played much. I haven't played Battlefield in a while, but What about you? Anything new or same old, same old?
No, I'm pretty. I'm focusing on Max Payne, trying to finish that out. That's nice. About it. Yeah. Max Payne 3.
Yeah. Looking forward to there's not much coming out yet. And it's like I said, I'm waiting for Counter-Strike Go, but that's not till the 15th. And then
I'm totally going to get that. Not even going to lie.
Then once September gets here, that's when all the games will start pouring out, and then September, October, November, December. January, February, March. Oh, it's going to be ridiculous.
It's going to be really ridiculous. I mean, in 2 months, I mean, let's not fake the funk. Borderlands 2. Goodbye, social life.
Yeah.
That's how that's going to go down.
Yeah. I'm still bummed that Far Cry got delayed, but oh well. I was really looking forward to that.
Borderlands 2 to keep you occupied. Hopefully they do something with that game to where it doesn't fuck up the missions if you join somebody else's game like the old one did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hated that.
Yeah, I know you did. I never get to play with you in any game because of that. Oh, I'm not that far yet. Okay, we'll get that far.
I don't even think you were on the site when Borderlands 2 was out, were you?
What, Borderlands? The first one?
The first one?
No.
Yeah, you're going to say, I didn't even know
you
then.
Let's talk about Diablo, dude. Let's talk about Diablo. Yeah.
Well, you referenced Borderlands. I was like, nah, and then Diablo. Man. We had really funky schedules. We played it. We played twice. We played that one time for a good while.
And then I had to listen to your super annoying friends in the background. That was awesome.
I didn't have any.
They're sitting there playing Nintendo all night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was using my headset, but it still was picking them up. That's right. They were playing a Mario Kart on the Wii. But, yeah, all right. What should the secret word be this week?
Did you pick it?
Last week it was. Last week I already chose it. We did last week's pretty easy.
All right.
But what about this week?
Let's go with Borderlands 2. Sounds good.
Borderlands 2. I'm wondering if we did that last week. So Borderlands 2, Borderlands Space 2.
Yep. But, number 2, not word 2.
Exactly. It was funny. Was I reading something or was I hearing an interview? But the director, he works at Gearbox, and he was talking about when the Guinness Book of World Records awarded them the most guns in any video game record for Borderlands. They gave it to him on, I believe he was on some like gamer show, like not like G4, but something like that. And they were originally going to give it to him at, I believe, E3 or something like that. And he was saying, he's like, well, that's he's all, thank you, but you might want to hold off because there's going to be a lot more guns in Borderlands 2. So, yeah, I think I was watching him. Yeah, he was talking about how many more guns there are and how all the different combinations there'll be and stuff. I'm really looking forward to it. Should be pretty fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, I enjoyed being on this team.
Yeah, I played the demo at E3 this year. It is fantastic.
Yeah.
Everything that you know and love about Borderlands is in that game.
Good. It looks good. I like the way it's designed. I'm still don't know who I'm going to play because I played. Now I'm spacing on his name. The guy with the sword, the bird, and the first one. I want to start with an M. Anyways,
sounds good.
I played his character in the first one, and I was thinking about playing Zero or the guy with the turrets, the assault guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know which one I would play.
I'm totally going to play Zero.
Yeah.
As soon as it comes out.
Yeah, it's like the more I see footage of Zero, and basically because I was kind of basing it on specials, I also was kind of basing it on what guns they specialize in, because originally the reason I chose the guy in the first one, because he did revolvers and sniper rifles, and I always like sniping. Even though in Borderlands 2, I never really sniped as much, because it wasn't like... I typically like sniping when you can one-shot kill someone. You can't really one-shot kill in Borderlands, because it's like an RPG, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if I can hit someone in the head, and sure, get a critical, but other than that, it's not really that effective. But I really like the revolvers they had. And there are sometimes when I'd use a sniper rifle, but I loved using the revolvers because they're always like super strong. And then his special was, you know, was fine, the bird. And but Nero's or Zero's stuff looks pretty interesting. And, but initially it was kind of like, I don't know if I want to do that. And the way they've upgraded the turret for the assault Paxton in this one just looks so much better than what it was in the last one.
Did you see the little girl character?
Yeah.
That might be a toss-up. I might have to play as her.
Well,
she looks awesome.
I don't think you play as her. She's just an NPC.
Oh, is she? I thought she was a character you get to play as.
No, where she's like rocking around, she blows up the guy. No, she was, even the trailer, she was just, they were introducing her as one of the personalities of the game.
Hmm.
Now, I know they were talking about that, we talked about it before, but the Mechromancer is a character they've been tossing around, might work on and have it ready for release as a downloadable as a character, but no, that wasn't really like definitive. It was just something they're kind of tossing around initially as a joke and then getting a little more serious. But
sweet,
looking forward to that. So anyway, not much other stuff going on. I guess I'll basically wrap it up for this week. Like I said, it was kind of quiet. Probably would have had more, because some of the news we did on Saturday came from, like, Friday and Thursday as well, so.
Did you see what they're doing? They're hosting, did you see the blog on PlayStation? That they're hosting, like, an open design, like, casting call to, like, redesign the PlayStation, not totally redesign it, but, like, give it, a new look, the PlayStation controller.
Really?
Yeah. If you go in there right now, you can submit like your own design, like what color you want it to be, stuff like that. So
at PlayStation
get
blog?
People to get people to vote on it and stuff like that. It's actually kind of a cool idea.
How do you have to like draft it up yourself and then submit a picture, or do they
imagine some sort of rendering would help. I mean, unless you just want to go wordsmith on everybody and just describe it. But pictures always help.
Yeah, let's find out. I'm going to click on the submit and see what happens when it prompts me to sign in.
Yeah.
Let's see. You can see all the idea for submissions. Yeah, I'm going to click on here. Customize the controller. I don't see. Okay, let's see what this guy does. Yeah, it doesn't seem like you must be logged in. Post comment, that's fine. Now, this is just, it looks like it's just people describing it. It doesn't look like people, like, showing pictures, or I was kind of hoping they'd have something where, like, it might show a blank slate of the controller, and you can kind of rearrange things, like, people doing offset, but people make suggestions like, oh, gunmetal color, or, you know, why not have flames, or just like...
I want one like a C-3PO goldenrod, kind of like what they did with the Xbox when it came out with the Star Wars edition or whatever. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. But that's interesting. That'd be cool to see. Did you see the trailer for... you remember when Naughty Dog or Sony was having that contest to be a multiplayer character?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, the video of the guy that
it's made pretty it sweet. Yeah,
I really like that campaign. I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so he gets to make his own taunts and he jumps around. And he puts on the suit and they animate him doing everything. I thought that would be pretty awesome. Love to be a character in a video game like that. So, but yeah. All right. Well, before I wrap up, I will say I have some more codes to give away for PlayStation Plus. if you want to go ahead, I have a good few codes here. Some people will get one, some people will get two. That way you can have more than 1 month, and that'll just be kind of random. What you can do is, you can send me a message on PSN, JCM Daddy, and just tell me in the subject, just say PlayStation Plus code giveaway. That way I'll know what you're messaging me for. And then I'll give it a couple days. I'm going to let them kind of build up in the on my messages. I'll write them all down, keep track. And then I will eventually, after a few days go by, I'll probably do it on probably this weekend, on Saturday or sometime. I will just choose some people by random, and you'll either get one or two codes for PlayStation Plus. That way it's not for, typically I like to do first come, first serve, but that way at least it'll give a better chance to everybody who sends me a message. So yeah, just message me, JCM Daddy, on PS3. And like I said, put PlayStation Plus code giveaway in the subject, or just PlayStation Plus code. And then I will go ahead and put your name down, and I will, if you win, you'll receive a message. And if you don't, then you won't receive a message.
Kick rocks, pound sand, you don't get anything.
That's right. And but yeah, other than that, just keep track of PS3 Blog on Facebook and like us on there, and Oli will probably keep giving codes away. And like I said, these codes are good till the 15th of this month, so there's still plenty of time to activate them. That's why I'll give away the rest of them this week and choose the winners this weekend. But yeah, but cool. Other than that, I think we're all good. So thank you, Fubert, for joining.
Of course. And, always a pleasure.
Make sure you keep us informed on your Sony situation.
Mm-hmm, totally. I will.
All right. And we will see you all next week.
Smell you later.